Woo! Day number three. Yesterday, a very productive day once again. Went to work. Got done with my daily tasks. You know, just a lot of tedious work. You know, trying to do everything I have to do. But in my mind, I got this higher calling. All I can think about is just making this move to Portland and how I'm going to really be out there doing what I love. I reached out to somebody that graduated from the school I'm going to on Instagram, and they actually responded and gave me so much good feedback. Basically laced me up with exactly how the process went when they were there, what I need to look forward to, you know, what the classes were like, what the students were like, the teachers were like. The guy was telling me that it's probably going to be one of the hardest things that I've ever done, the most challenging. You know, it's going to really prove what kind of person you are, you know, and if you really love what you do, then it's going to really show, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you're going to be doing all of these things, and the opportunity is going to be there for you to be great, but it depends how much work you put in and how hard you want to go. He said things got really intense after week two of being there, and that's when it really picked up. And I found out this is the first time they've ever had a class this long for 3 months. So this is like the newest thing. So they're going to be working in teams of three, and it's going to be actually for 3 months. Most of the classes usually last for like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, something like that. So they're really usually short, but this one is actually the longest one. And, you know, I got my semi-finals acceptance letter or acceptance email. Man, and I'm hoping, praying, manifesting, believing, affirming that I'm getting that confirmation one at the end of the week. You know, and I'm right there. You know, and I'm going to look back on this journey once I get to my destination and really appreciate this process, you know. And after I found all that out, I actually had a little date, you know, with old girl yesterday, and everything was smooth, you know, a nice little prospect that I met up with. And I came home and just began sketching intensely, and I watched YouTube videos, and I can feel my brain starting to understand what I'm doing a lot more, and like my strokes of the pen are starting to become a lot clearer. They're starting to look like real sketches now, and not just, you know, elementary type of things. And I'm only really on day, well, including all the work that I put in for the come up with the shoe for the application. I mean, for the school. Now I'm really so I've been sketching a lot, you know, really a lot. But now I'm like on a consistent schedule again of sketching on day three, and I see tons of improvement. You know, I've been watching YouTube videos on actually like the form behind it and how to split objects and all of that. And really, product design is no joke. You know, it's very, very tedious. You have to be very fine with your lines and things like that, which, you know what, like, I'm up for the challenge. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when we look back and listen to these episodes, shoot, man, by the time October comes, your life is going to be totally different. And you look back at this and you're going to be amazed at how far you've come. Don't you forget this, man. This is going to be epic. Life is good. God is good. We're going to make it happen. One life, one chance.